The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
This episode of the Old Dogs REI Network is brought to you by Mino Studio. Welcome to the Old Dogs REI Network, where cash flow is king. Real estate investing, the means, so you can enjoy your retirement dreams. This is the show where we cut right to the chase. No sales pitch, no long monologues, just simple how-to real estate investing advice, so you can earn the passive income you need to enjoy your retirement today. And now, your host and chief old dog, Bill Manicero.
Old Dogs, and welcome to
Fun Facts Friday.
This is our once a week, only on Friday show, where we have special episodes not featuring guests, where I will share tricks, tips, terminology, and techniques that will help skyrocket you to real estate investing success. Today's topic is the best single family real estate investing markets for 2021. But before we get started with that, I just want to touch base with you guys like I usually do and just see how you're doing, checking in with you. Hope that you're finding some deals out there. I'm hearing some good stories that some folks are finding some great stuff out there. And I think if you know where to look, you can find some good deals. So don't get discouraged. Just keep moving forward. Well, let's move to our tip of the week. Learn about market cycle theory. Now, you know, we've talked about this quite a bit because we talk about emerging markets. And emerging markets are basically, you look for an area that is maybe coming up from a decline and it's maybe been down, and it's just starting to crawl back up. And as you see prices going up, there's usually the best place to buy is on that up move. It's a look at a bell, you know, it looks like a big hill, right? And as you buy in that earlier part of that bell curve, it's usually a really great time to buy there because that means rents are going up, which is cash flow, and then equity is going up too. So you got sort of the best of both worlds. And you know, you can hold on to it if it reaches the top of the bubble, you know, I mean, you can sell up there and get your best price or sell a little before the bubble and still get a pretty good price, but to have some meat on the bone for those investors that are looking for something good. And then never buy when the market is going down. And that way, you really don't want to get stuck with something that is going to be, you know, where you paid too much for that property. So there's a guy named Paul Koger from, I guess he's head trader and founder of Foxy Trades LLC. He says, try to invest in the right phase of the cycle. This is not speculating, but trying to generally understand what will happen with the real estate prices in the following 5 years. This is him speaking again. I've always purchased my investments during recession and early stages of recovery phases. This has enabled me to earn significant capital gains in addition to rental income. So yeah, it's kind of the best of both worlds. If you can get a property that, it's already had built-in equity from the day you bought it. In other words, you make money on the day you buy it. And then as the equity increases, then you've got the opportunity to be able to leverage the property, to buy other properties. There's a lot of advantages in an equity play with that kind of property. Even though our focus is on cash flow, it's a smart way to grow your portfolio if you can follow those market cycles. And again, there are national cycles and there are regional cycles. And if you can latch onto a region where you can find, you know, properties just starting to come up, okay, that's a good place to go. All right, well, let's move on to our topic, the best single family real estate investing markets for 2021. Now, for investors looking to venture forth beyond their backyards, so these are people that
And I always recommend, if you've got great, you know, real estate investing markets nearby within an hour, 2 hours of your home, I would much rather do that than to have to do what I do, where I invest, you know, thousands of miles away. But this is for those folks that are maybe looking for those other markets. I'm going to be sharing some statistics here from Reality Tracks. They're the parent company for ATTOM Data Solutions. And they released two different reports that I'm going to draw from here, just sharing what's happening. This is sort of post-COVID. In terms of where are the good markets for 2021. Again, we're talking single family. The first information I'm going to share has to do with rental markets in terms of yield. And these are sort of the top yielding counties in the country. The first one, I'm going to top at the highest that was recorded in this report. I think it's Schuylkill County, Pennsylvania. It's Schuylkill County, Pennsylvania, where they are getting a annual gross yield on their rentals of 26.1%. The next highest is Bibb County in Georgia, 18.1%. The next, Baltimore City County, Maryland, 16.2%. And LaSalle County, Illinois, 14.1%. And the final, Chautauqua County, New York, 13.7%. So these are, you know, good markets to invest in if you're looking for a good cash flow, and most of us are. These are proving to be pretty good. Now, granted, you have to really dig into each of your neighborhoods and each of your markets to understand them well and make sure you're making the right investment. Now we're going to go into this next one as ranked the sort of the top 10 SFR growth counties with the greatest annual increases in rental returns among those counties where average wages grew over the past year and the potential 2021 annual gross yields were above 10%. So these are demonstrating great growth yield right now. Calcasieu County, Louisiana, 29.7% increase from 2020. Erie County, Pennsylvania, 13.4% increase. Licking County, Ohio, 13.3% increase. Delaware County, Indiana, 12.7% increase. Tazewell County, Illinois, 12.2% increase. Lorain County, Ohio, 12% increase. Wichita County, Texas, 10.9% increase. Clark County, Indiana, 7.4% increase. Bibb County, Georgia, another Bibb County there, 5.8% increase. And Miami County, Ohio, 4.2% increase. The second report we have here is the 2020 year-end U.S. home flipping report, also from ATTOM, and revealed that both home flipping sales and home flipping profit margins declined across the U.S. in 2020, with just 241,630 single-family homes and condos flipped, down 13.1% from 2019. Flips in 2020 generated an average gross profit of $66,300,000 nationwide, up 6.6% from $62,182,000 in 2019. The 2020 year-end home flipping analysis stated that among the 6,806 U.S. zip codes included in the analysis, there were 10 with a population of 5,000 or more, and at least 10 home flips in 2020 where flips accounted for at least 25% of all home sales last year. So these are some of the more active home flipping counties. For those of you that are flippers interested, I would say all four of these are in Memphis. Okay, so in zip code 38116 in Shelby County, Tennessee, that's sort of south of downtown Memphis, 31.5% of home sales were flips. And so you can tell that there's a lot of flipping going on in Memphis because homes are cheap there and you can get some great deals. 38127 zip in Shelby County, directly north of downtown Memphis, 28%. 38115 in Shelby County, also is sort of southeast And that's of downtown 27.8%. 38128 in Shelby County, is directly north of downtown Memphis, a 27.5% of the flips of the home sales were flips. So you can see the amount of activity. I mean, that's a large percentage of home sales that are listed in that. So let's take a look at the gross profits on the flips, which I think is pretty interesting too. The typical gross profit in those sort of top 10 zip codes with the most homes flipped in 2020 are as follows. In zip code 08757, that's Toms River, New Jersey, $112,250. So that is the average profit on a flip. Okay, that's a pretty good average profit. Let's look at 85032, Phoenix, Arizona. Average profit, 81,300. 85351 zip, Sun City, Arizona. Another one in Arizona. 53,875 average profit on their flips. 37042, Clarksville, Tennessee, 53,700. 34668 zip, Port Richey, Florida, 53,250. 38127, Memphis, Tennessee, again, 50,200 average flip profit. And then there's another in Memphis, and that's 38128, 49,900 average flip. 85142, Queen Creek, Arizona, 37001. And 85138 zip, Maricopa, Arizona, 27,250. Zip code 28269, Charlotte, North Carolina, 24,000. So those are the hot flipping areas that you should check out if you are a flipper. Now, you know, this, again, this is one report, and I think there's a lot of other good data out there, but if you go out there and look, there are, you'll find there's opportunities everywhere if you know where to look. Most seasoned investors believe there are opportunities in virtually every market for investors who are willing to do their homework. And I think that that's really what's important, is getting in there, doing your homework, finding these great markets. And if you want to invest, get in there and invest. Well, that is it for today. Remember everything I've talked about here. So hopefully you weren't trying to write any of these, you know, the listings down, all the zip codes and everything else. You just have to go to our show notes at olddogsreinetwork.com/blog. And you're going to look for the episode entitled The Best Single Family Real Estate Investing Markets for 2021. Well, that's the show for today. Remember, cash flow is king and real estate investing the means. Until next time, keep moving forward and may God bless.
Thank you very much for visiting the Old Dogs REI Network. We would greatly appreciate if you would stop by iTunes and let us know what you think of the show. We would love if you could subscribe to the podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and write a review. The more ratings and reviews we receive, the more visible the podcast will be to others. Thank you.